And when you get your paper, then just fold it in half like that. Is on one side of your paper, I'd like for you to list all the things that you do not like about your body. Be totally honest, no one will see this list but you. So just tell it like it is, the things that you do not like about your body. Fold your paper this way, ladies.
Oh,
list of what you do not like. Take just a couple of minutes to do this. And when you're finished, I'd like you just to flip your paper over, and on this side, list all the things that you do like about your body. And there's one requirement here. This list must be longer than Kristen's. And if you have problems finding things that you could appreciate about your body, there are reminders up here. You're invited to come up and enjoy some aromatherapy lotion. Or I noticed there were brownies in the kitchen, so chocolate may not sound so good to you, but it may. And just reflect as you enjoy these things what it is about your body that is good and gives to you. just takes one grain of salt to come up. This was kind of like piranha last time I did this session. One person tried it, and then everyone came forward really fast. So please, if that appeals to you, enjoy. Those are lovely, lovely roses. I'm just here in the bookstore. Lay your pencil and your list in your lap and relax a little bit. Allow your eyes to gently close and sit up tall enough that you can breathe freely. And let your attention focus then on your breathing. And without judgment, just notice if your breath is shallow and fast or slow and deep or somewhere in between. Notice how as the air enters your nostrils, it's cool. And as it leaves your nostrils, it's been warmed by your body. And shift your focus to your neck and shoulders. Most of us carry so much tension there. And slowly turn your head as far as you comfortably can to the right, looking over your right shoulder. And then return to center and look over your left shoulder. Imagine that you are. And continue that for a couple more revolutions. Breathing as you move. And then if you enjoy neck rolls, let your neck and your head just slowly fall forward and gently roll it from side to side. And if you find a place that's particularly tight or uncomfortable, then pause there and breathe into that space, giving that muscle or tendon what it needs to relax. Continuing this at your own pace with your breath. And when you're ready, return your head to center and upright. And now breathe into that space where you imagine your heart to be. Calling it to attention, filling it with warmth and oxygen and awareness, helping it to open. And as you open your eyes now, ask you to open your list of things that you like and don't like and just rest it on your lap and let your eyes rest gently on it and just receive from that list whatever it is that you want to receive. And just note your thoughts and your feelings as you do this. moments to journal on the back of your page about your thoughts and feelings at this point. Just make note on the back side of your page what your response to these lists has been, your thoughts or feelings as you look at the list of likes and dislikes about your body. Scripture passages. And again, I'd like for you to pause and reflect after each one and see just what this has to say to you today. God created humankind in God's image. In the image of God, God created them. Male and female, they were created. God saw everything that God had made, and indeed it was very good. And reflecting on your list of likes and dislikes, created in the image of God. From 1 Corinthians, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ Himself? Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? Therefore, honor God with your body. So ask yourself, do I honor God with my body? And if so, make note of that. If not, how might you honor God with your body? And make note of that. And will you join me in prayer? God of mercy, in the rest of our time together, we would ask that you move within us to help us resolve the tension between our dislike and distrust of our bodies that society teaches, and our knowledge that our bodies are your creation and therefore perfect just as they are. We ask that you help each one of us to move toward an acceptance of, an appreciation for, and a partnership with our bodies. We ask this in the name of your Son, who himself took on a bodily form and modeled your hope for health and wholeness for us all. Amen. So, in spite of those beautiful words of Scripture, we have been taught to dislike and to distrust that the body is the enemy because it has the potential of drawing us away from spiritual pursuits. Its urges and its desires can make it really hard to get into heaven, can't they? And at least we've been taught that the body is sort of a junior partner in the body, mind, spirit thing. Some of us have even been taught that the body's just a vehicle. It's just a shell around the more important part of you. But if we're to believe Scripture, and many, many of our spiritual masters through the centuries, the body is a very important part of who we are and should be an equal partner in this journey of life, this return through life to God. I found a book that's been very helpful to me. I'm going to give you a handout later that will have this reference on it. But the title is Prayer and Our Bodies, and the author is Flora Slauson Wellner. I always get lost in those words. But she is a United Church of Christ minister and married to a Lutheran minister and theologian and seminary professor. And in her work, she began to have a sense that the body had a really important part to play in the spiritual journey. And being who she was, she took that to prayer. And she asked in her prayer, "What is my body?" And she waited in vain for an answer. And eventually she shifted the wording to, "Who is my body?" And she was flooded with information in her consciousness. And I want to read those things to you this morning. What she heard in response to the question, "Who is my body?" was, "I am your friend and closest partner. I am the truth teller. I witness to you your unknown self. I am the faithful messenger and recorder of your memories, your powers, your hurts, your needs, your limits. I am the stored wisdom and hurts of the ages and generations before you. I am a gift giver. Through me, you live and move in God's creation. Through me, you have your vital link with the rejoicing, groaning, travailing universe. I am your partner in stress and pain. I carry much of your suffering, so your spirit does not need to carry it all alone. I am the frontier you have barely explored, and the eager companion who speaks to you every moment. I am the manifestation of the miracle, which is you. I am the ground of your deep powers. I am the microcosm of the community that surrounds you. I am the microcosm of the universe in which you live. I am the visible means by which you relate and unite with others. I am one of the major ways in which God abides with you, speaks to you, touches you, unites with you. Far from separating you from your spiritual life, I open it to you. You can pray with me, for me, through me. I can also pray in my own way when you cannot. I am always in embrace with you, though sometimes you ignore me or even hate and try to harm me. Together, in passionate unity, we can become the fully alive human being. I have chills every time I read those words. Tears the first several times, because they're a reminder to me of how much of life I've been missing as I grew up believing that my body was a negative thing. A survival technique was to just separate from that thing that is evil and distasteful and shameful and distrustful. And so all of these things that we've read that the body can be for us, I was missing. I was cheating myself. And I don't think I'm alone in that, because our society does teach us that the body is less than good. And so part of our time together is just to try to open your own awareness to the messages that you have bought into through your life, and ways in which then you are not receiving fully God's gift, because in some way, for some reason, you have separated from your body or chosen to just ignore it. And we all have experiences through life that have caused us to live in this way and to have an imperfect sense of self. When I was a little curly red-headed toddler, I've been told this occurred, and I feel quite sure it did. My mother said to a visiting relative, "Well, she'll never be pretty." Oh, and you know, my mother was an artist. She, you know, human perfection was all to her. But I'm sure I believed that with all my being, because I adored my mother, and everything she said was truth. And so you accept these things. Now, at age 10, I was the size I am now, not quite as heavy, but I was fully grown and developing. And in those days in grade school, to get heights and weights, some of you may remember this, they lined the class up, and you went up and got up on the scale. One teacher took your height and your weight and called it out to the other teacher to record it. And I got up there, and I weighed 105. And the gasps behind me just, you know, all the way down the line, as I was the first in the class to weigh 100, to break 100. And then to have to walk back and face those eyes is just, oh my gosh, it's so painful. And so we come to see ourselves through these experiences and believe that that's truth about ourselves. And so we separate from in order to be happy. Why go there if I can be happy up here, or even from the heart and the head, and not include the body? That's been a huge part of my spiritual journey as I have come into the work that I'm doing now. Is I can't tell you I love my body, but I surely do appreciate all that it does for me. And so I'm passionate about trying to open this possibility to other people. And let's see where I am in my notes. Get on my soapbox for sure. So as I said, we carry these unhealed emotional things all through life, but most particularly in those early childhood years. And you can certainly imagine anyone who endures physical or sexual abuse as a child is certainly going to disassociate from this gift of God and be unable to accept it. And even though we dislike these things, we spend so much time on them. We stuff them in chocolate. We paint them. As they begin to mature, we accept them or don't accept them. As we grow older, we tend to try to reduce the ravages of time with paint and chemicals to cover up the gray in our hair. As the body begins to show some of the chocolate, we begin to torture it with all sorts of contraptions, the control top pantyhose, and all sorts of things that say, "I don't like you, I'm stuck with you, but I don't like you." We even go into surgery and have sagging stuff cut away or sucked out. We are really, really hard on these gifts of God. When do we honor? It just doesn't happen. And healers of all types now, particularly alternative healers, are supporting the fact that the body is part of our vehicle to God. And we talk about the mind-body-spirit system that if you affect one part of it, affects the rest of yourself as well. And try to think of an example in life where, for instance, so many of us long for chocolate. It's a comfort food. And even though it's something you take in physically, it somehow seems to affect us emotionally and perhaps even spiritually. Other experiences. How many people exercise for depression? Yeah. Or you are exhausted at the end of the day and somebody calls and says, you want to go see Harry Potter or whatever? Suddenly the exhaustion is gone and you're excited and you go out and you have a good time. Breathing and neck rolls. Why do you suppose we did that at the beginning of this session?
So we could listen.
And listen from a different place. Get out of an awareness of the body and be able to open the whole self to this time. There's so much power in this stuff that we are just not making time for or even believing that is possible. I'd like just to take about 3 minutes for you to look at your list of dislikes again and see if you can identify where in your life, from where those beliefs have come. What experience, what words did you hear over and over from your mother? See if you can identify those and just jot some notes about that for yourself. A comforting reminder to me is Jesus' ministry, in that Jesus always took time to care for himself as he withdrew for prayer and took time to be refreshed through food. And he saw to it that others be cared for physically as well. Think back to his ministry of healing and working to create wholeness and health within those that he worked with. The scripture just describing Christ, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us and was full of grace and truth. So Jesus, a major part of his ministry was about health and wholeness, and I think that's a strong indicator that we too are to be about that. Florence Wellner's the quotation I read said that we are a microcosm. Each of us is a microcosm of the community and even of the universe. And imagine if we support our little part of that, the possibilities of the beneficial effect, the healing effect that can happen throughout the universe. So that's the motivation to begin this process of healing. And of course the question is, how the heck do we go about this? I can't decide all of a sudden to accept my rear end. It's just not going to happen. But we can invite the healing ministry of Christ into that as well. And that is still active today. I promise you that's true because I have experienced that. And our job is not to decide to change, but just to open and invite that change through prayer, through connecting with your body, through your experiences, your emotions, your gifts. All of these things help you to be in a healthier relationship with, just as in any relationship, you must approach with friendliness and be responsive to and just hang out with and care for and nurture. This is what we're called to do with our bodies as well. And prayer is truly a critical part of it, and it's listening prayer as well as just saying, God, please help me to accept myself or be in relationship or whatever your words might be. A prayer of self-awareness, listening to the body, letting it be all those things that Florence Wellner heard when she prayed, and you will have that handout before you leave today to spend some time with. It's a whole new attitude of befriending ourselves and inviting that partnership. And the bottom line is, if we continue to deny one-third of our being, we can never really fully enter into relationship with God, because we're hiding some part of ourselves. We're not deeming it worthy. We're not able to open and relax and let God into our lives and to work within us if we are withholding some part that we deem less than acceptable. And that's a big step. And that's something we cannot choose to do ourselves, but we can invite God to work on. And it's a gradual process. It doesn't happen overnight. But each stage of the way has gifts and blessings and excitement. So it's a worthy thing to undertake. So what we need to do is to respect, to communicate with, to approach our bodies with an atmosphere of warmth and friendliness and acceptance and appreciation and encouragement. And then that sensitivity to its needs, but also its abilities and desires. We all have so many gifts within us, and so many of us keep those within and never acknowledge or express. I can't tell you how many people I've met up here who said, well, I used to really like to paint, you know, but I just can't find time for that anymore. That's really, really difficult on yourself. Not to allow that flow of joy and expression to be a part. when I was three, the same age with my mom, she decided I wasn't any good in dance lessons, so I quit dance lessons in my little bathing suit tutu at age three, and believed all these years I couldn't do that. Well, I really can't, but I found that I choreograph in my head all the time, and there's great joy in that movement in my head. And I'll also send you away with another handout today called Body Prayer, expressing my prayer just with posture and minimal movement has given me huge pleasure and joy and connection. Just opening to possibilities. So I'm encouraging a whole new sense of relationship. And let me read you another quotation from Wellner. We are to learn to listen to the signals of our bodies, honoring them as one of the main ways God speaks to us, and by which we can learn much unencountered truth about ourselves and the world around us. The relationship between our conscious selves and our bodily selves was meant to be exciting, enjoyable, trustful, alert, and nurturing, with each part sharing its own special gifts and powers. So I'm going to invite you into an experience with me. It's actually fantasy as prayer. Anthony DeMello is, I guess he is deceased now, but a wonderful priest who was able to bring Eastern and Western ways of being with God together in a way that we could accept and sort of get into and participate in. So I'm going to just guide you through this visualization, and we will do a little processing of that when it's through. There's not been any time that I've used this that people have not really received some insight in themselves, and it's most normally affirming and encouraging. So again, we are feeling through our bodies the warmth in the room, and I apologize for that, but that just is. If you need to fan, that's just fine, but otherwise I invite you to sit up again where you can breathe fully. Allow your eyes to gently close. Try to go back to that quiet place in your center. Breathe into it. Neck rolls again if you need them. To this to come from your imagination, your intuition. Try not to analyze or figure anything out. A sculptor has been engaged to make a statue of you. The statue is ready, and you go to his studio to have a look at it before it appears in public. Gives you the key to the room where your statue is so that you can see it for yourself and take all the time you want to examine it alone. You open the door. The room is dark. There in the middle of the room is your statue, covered with a cloth. Walk up to the statue and pull off the cloth. As you step back and look at your statue, what's your first impression? Are you pleased? or dissatisfied. Notice all the details of your statue. How big it is. What material it's made of. Walk around it. See it from different angles. Notice whether it's rough or smooth, cool or warm to the touch. What parts of the statue do you like? Parts of the statue do you not like? Say something to your statue. What does the statue reply? What do you say in return? Now become the statue. What is it like to be your statue? I invite you to imagine now that while you are your statue, Jesus walks into the room. How does he look at you? What do you feel as he looks at you? What does he say to you? What do you reply? after a while, Jesus goes away. Now return to yourself and look at the statue again. Is there any change in the statue? Is there any change in you? Or in your feelings? Now say goodbye to your statue. And when you're ready, open your eyes and journal about your experience. about 5 minutes to share with another your experience. And the invitation is to share your experience with yourself or with Jesus, or if you choose not to be that open about your experience, you can just share what your experience was with fantasy as prayer. Just whatever you are comfortable sharing. Find one other person. There may need to be one group of three. And each of you take just a couple of minutes to share whatever you feel comfortable with. Okay? So go ahead and find someone to talk with.
No.
It's very hard.
For who you are and for who you are intended to be. As you leave, there are two handouts in the back on the chair. One is a copy of the quotations from Ms. Wellner of what she heard, which I just think to pray with those and share those is a wonderful thing. And the other is a body prayer that I was taught last year by a 70-something-year-old nun named Christella, and I just think it's delightful, and you end up making the sign of the cross with your movements. But just take that, and if it appeals to you, try it sometime. It helps you integrate body with your spirituality. So take M&Ms with you, have a little more lotion as you leave, and God's blessings to each of you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Of all the things that's been done, I don't know about my body.
Isn't that beautiful?
Isn't it?
Oh my gosh, what a gift you've given me. Wow.
I wouldn't have made it. You gave me the gift to think about.
God,
isn't that amazing? Yes.
That stuff is nice.
Yes, I tried.
Absolutely.
Thank you. That was really good. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Fancy. How was it for you?
Oh, it was absolutely
just wonderful. Did you receive
the gift? Yes.
There's no
good.
Maybe I need some of that. This one has eucalyptus in that.
And I was very hesitant about coming, actually.
This has cucumber in it, too.
But oh, well.
Great.
Get into that.
Great news.
Yeah. I don't need to worry about my body.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's indicative of how we...
Oh, I am so glad you were here. I want to hear what happened to you when you read.
I just learned to take care of your
statues. She's like, we used to share stuff like that when we were little all the time.
Oh, yeah,
it was fun.
I missed my husband.
That was such a neat.
And there is a whole book, and I think there's still a copy of it in the bookstore, so you could look at it and see if you really would like to have it. Anthony, small D-E, capital M-E-L-L-O. And the book that that came from was Sadhana, S-A-D-H-A-N-A. And I think then the words beyond the colon are a way to God, something along those lines. With the first one, and he has all sorts of meditations and visualizations and so on that one can pray with, and you just learn so much about yourself, and you just loosen up a little bit in the process. So look for that over there, and you decide whether it really is something you would enjoy.
Yeah.
But it is good stuff.
It really was.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you for coming, for trusting me.
An M&M before I go?
Yes, please. An M&M for the road.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she will too. Have some M&Ms, comfort food.
What was your talk was on spirituality?
It was on the body as sacred.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Which is something women have a much more issue, I think, than men.
Hmm.
But she took some handouts home, and I'm sure she'll share with you what we did. But it's just a part of ourselves that most of us do not connect with in any way, and it's the body's intended to be a full partner with us in life and not just a vehicle or a shell.
Sure.
And so the awareness of that and befriending the body and listening to it is a powerful thing for male and female. And so I really like to make people more aware of that.
Sure.
It's such a gift to me that I want to share it. So.
Where are you from originally?
Well, I was born in Topeka, Kansas, but we only lived there 4.5 months after I was born. Grew up in Houston for 7 years, 1 year in Tennessee, 3 years in San Antonio, and then to Dallas till I left for college.
I've
been in Austin since 65.
Since 65,
a very long time.
You've seen terrific change in Austin, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd love to make some of it go away.
I know.
It doesn't work that way.
That's what our friends say, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, your function is as a spiritual leader here. People sign up.
What happens?
What would they sign up for? Or what types of...
What will you do there?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It probably feels like... it's similar to a counseling session in that you sit one-on-one for that amount of time. We begin with prayer and asking one's heart what it is you really need from that time. And people hear all sorts of things from within. And then we just look at the stuff of your life and try to find a different perspective on it as... It is growth. It is God working in your life.
Everything's from a spiritual perspective.
Exactly. Rather than
a clinical kind
exactly.
of perspective.
Exactly. The medical professional has to keep this clinical distance, and with the spiritual director, you have an intimate spiritual relationship. There's a sense of deep caring and honoring and nurturing. Spiritual mentoring is really a better word than spiritual director. The Holy Spirit is the spiritual director. It is a wonderful thing to have when you're going through rough periods. A clinical person is attempting to help you fix yourself. And the focus of direction is that all times of our lives are for growth and learning. And you walk through them together instead of trying to fix them and allow the gifts that come from them to be and accept them. And so it's really very different focus, but very similar in the sense of benefit and of just being heard. I mean, most of us don't want for people to know who we really are because that makes us vulnerable.
Oh, sure.
And so to have one person you can trust and is totally objective is a real gift.
And how long are your sessions?
50 minutes.
50 minutes. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in.
I'm sorry I missed you.
Well, you just can't be everywhere at once, you know?